Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
People were asked about this whole G League thing that's going on and recruiting G League players. So basically, the gist of it, you haven't heard, Louisville got a player who was with the G League Ignite and is now recruited him to commit to Louisville. He's joining the team, not playing this year. Next year, he'll be eligible.
So wait, somebody was able to play in the G League, which is a step below the NBA, you know, in their world.
It's the minor leagues for the NBA.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the G League, and then now he can go back to college and be recruited and go through the NIL process and everything and play collegiate athletics?
Yeah.
That makes zero sense.
Apparently, it is a thing, and it's driven coaches up a wall a little bit. Since this has been announced, Kelvin Sampson talked about it. All the coaches were asked about it. We've got audio from Bill Self that I can play here in a second for you. Because Bill Self was also asked about the whole concept of it. And I think it's this generalization of nobody knows what the rules actually are.
Because that's the same sport. It used to be baseball. You could go get paid by baseball if you went and played, you know, pro or college football.
Correct.
Because that was a different sport. You could do it. This crosses. This is a weird deal. This is where legislation needs to happen.
I mean,
it's like Diego Pavis of the world, right? They get these extra years of eligibility. And the bottom line is, now, because of his lawsuit, it erases JUCO. It used to be if you played 2 years of JUCO, you got two more years to play at Division I. And now you got more years of eligibility. It is very hard to find out how much years of eligibility someone has because they can always challenge the court system. It's getting out of control.
Hey, you have some like 28-year-old that played in the G League can go back and play college basketball? That just makes zero sense. And the NCAA right now, I guess, doesn't have a way to actually stop that? This player, what's his name again, Drew?
I don't remember the
London Johnson.
Name, but I know
London Johnson signed a reported two-year, $1.1 million deal to join G League Ignite, which, by the way, that program is now defunct. That team doesn't exist, okay? Out of high school. He signed that in 2022. He played in the NBA Academy Africa program before joining the G League, and now he's going to play for Louisville. That just shouldn't be allowed.
Insane. It shouldn't be.
Because there's players that go to the NBA academies and then they go to college, which I think is fine, but it's the going to the G League part of it where you're paid, you're under contract and all that stuff. I thought that was something where you forfeit your eligibility at that point.
That's what I thought.
Go pro, quote unquote, or you're getting paid to be in that sort of a setting. Like minor league,
Chris Winkie got paid for his baseball player, went back for college.
In minor league baseball, I wonder now if a guy's not making it in double or single A, he's like, you know what, forget this, I'm going to go back to college. Is that a thing that's possible?
Now that's getting brought to the forefront, this is going to have to get cleared up by the NCAA. I mean, if you're Jerome Tang or you're Bill Self, you should be finding out if you feel like you need someone to fill out your roster. Absolutely. You should be finding out and calling around G League players if who wants to come back to college. The issue that you run in exactly. there where you screw over the current guy you gave a scholarship to, though, is because you've got some 19-year-old kid that thinks he's in line for a role, and then all of a sudden I find out now that I can go sign a 24-year-old that already has played in kind of, I would call, semi-pro basketball coming back to college. That's messed up.
And that was Tom Izzo's main point, is he thinks it's embarrassing and it really hurts the true freshmen or the high school kids. This is what Bill Self had to say. This was yesterday at Big 12 Media Days when he was asked about it.
Don't want to knock it from a standpoint that, who knows, we may be recruiting one before it's all said and done. But I got to know the rule better, because I didn't know it was just limited to G League. I thought a guy could get cut in the NBA and be eligible for college. My personal opinion is I have no idea what we're doing. What are we doing? So we're going to go recruit. We're going to call NBA teams and G League teams to find out who would potentially be available, and that's who we're going to recruit now, as opposed to high school kids or even portal kids. And what is the actual rule? Does it have to fit within a five-year window? Can he go to college first? I don't really understand it well enough to comment too much, other than why wouldn't everybody declare for the draft, and if it doesn't work out, go back to college?
Exactly.
If it is the way that I think it is, which it may not be because I don't understand it well enough yet, it's going to open up some unintended consequences that we're going to have to deal with for sure.
Exactly. I mean, that point right there from Bill Self at the end, I mean, it's true. If you're a high school kid or you've been in college for 1 year, whatever, yeah, why the heck wouldn't you? You can go back. You could always go back to college if it doesn't work out.
Well, I like what the NBA said. Remember when you used to declare for the draft, you couldn't go back to college, right? You couldn't do that. But then they opened the camp up where you speculation from players. They say, you're not going to be a first-round pick.
That's fine.
That's fine.
And I like that. That makes sense to me. Let them go through the process. Nope, I think that's perfect.
The NFL.
But you have, Bill Self, one of the faces of college basketball, admitting, and I'm not saying this is not like a negative for him. It speaks to the ridiculousness of the NCAA. Tom Izzo saying the same thing. These are some of the biggest coaches and prominent figures in the game, and they are like, we're not sure what the rule is. That's not on them. That speaks to the greater issue of college basketball and the NCAA. I mean, these guys know what the hell they're doing. They've had all kinds of success, and yet they're even like, wait a second, we can do this?
I think that people are texting in, and well, isn't college considered pro already, all this other stuff? I still think there's levels to it where the NCAA, like, these schools are still tied to the NCAA and all these other things. They're not tied to the NBA, where I think, look, if all of a sudden all these programs left and they just joined as a part of the NBA and it became a minor league thing, then of course. But right now there's still that distinction between college and pro. Even though you can get paid to play in college, there's still, I think, that designation where, like, if you, like Bill brought up, the if you get cut by an NBA team, you can come back. I think that's insane. To think about, but I understand why. Maybe not in the same sport, but, like, for instance, I guess one example is J.R. Smith played in the NBA for a long time. He retired, he still had his college eligibility because he came straight out of high school. He went to play golf in college. I know it's a different sport, but I wonder if that's the gray area where you can get away with it. Like, I'm not saying LeBron's going to do this, but if somebody goes to, let's say somebody goes to college and they play a couple years in the NBA, it doesn't work out, and all of a sudden they're like, you know what, I can go back to college and I can play, but they're 26 or 27. Like, is there an age limit? That was another thing that Tom Izzo brought up.
There has to be some
discussion. Should there be an age limit where, look, guy, if you're 25, sorry, you can't play college basketball anymore, because, to your point, Gold, you're ruining it for the high school kids and the portal kids, where do you even recruit those guys anymore? If you can get NBA talent to come and play at your school, that's where coaches are going to lean.
And I understand that NIL has blurred the lines of all this. The NCAA, like we always say, like we've joked about student athletes, you know, give me a break at this point in time for these high-level programs.
Yeah.
So we've always said, well, if you're getting paid, is it professional basketball and all that? That's the lines are blurred. But as it's currently still viewed, I guess, by the coaches and by the NCAA, at least, is that the G League is essentially semi-pro basketball, and then you're going back to an amateur sport. Now, I know we could all dispute and debate, like, it's not really amateur basketball anymore at NCAA. They still view it as that?
Yeah, that's the question.
But that's where the complication comes in, because I still think the G League would be semi-pro, and then I'm going back to college sports with a separate. The issue is now we are treating college sports like it is a semi-professional thing, and so what should actually be allowed? But the coaches don't even know the rule, so therefore, once again, the NCAA is not actually in charge and doing what they should do. Yep. We can get back to this later. I know a lot of texts are coming in on that.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.